I'm gonna float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Redacted. Hello and welcome to Redacted Radio. My name is Goose. I'm here with Tez. How are you, Tez?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate.
Nice.
We're here and we're going to be a community-driven podcast about Redacted.
Yeah, this is it, episode one.
Yeah, so I guess there's a lot of clones in the world of crypto.
There are, a lot of forks.
And as two Australians, we wondered, what can we clone?
Absolutely.
And we didn't have to look very far, as there's already two Australians doing a podcast. So given that Redacted is a sub-DAO or a fork of Olympus,
sure,
why not fork their podcast?
That's it, yeah. Just go in. Let's fork the Agora. Yeah, shout out to obviously DKD and Mark 11. We're big fans of their show. So
yeah, for sure.
We thought we'd...
Fork them.
Fork them. Yeah, forking is the highest form of flattery, they say.
So I guess what we're going to do is just have a weekly podcast, invite the core team members to come on, speak about things like the launch.
Yep, that's episode one. That's what we're doing today.
How Redacted works, the upcoming events and upcoming news of Redacted.
Yeah, as Redacted grows, I think subjects will expand along with the podcast. But yeah, episode one, we're going to cover the launch. We're going to talk to Figgy and Magnus of the core team. So that's exciting. Good to catch up with those guys.
We were going to invite Mario on, but we've since banned him.
From
the podcast.
Yeah, we just couldn't have him on. He's got to be banned.
Yeah, maybe next time.
We'll have Mario on eventually, for sure. Yeah, so we're going to cover the launch, basically just kind of how that all went down, the Dutch auction.
Yeah, it was quite stressful for some.
Yeah, I mean, I was chilling, but yeah, for some it was stressful. I mean, I'm stressed about how under-invested I am.
Oh, we all are. Yeah, under-invested by a lot.
Yes, aren't we all?
No, it's been a great launch.
It has. It's gone well. But you'll hear from the horse's mouth right now.
I'm not sure about that last bit.
Redacted.
Welcome to Redacted Radio, guys.
Hey, nice. Magnus can take it. Yeah, cheers. Episode one. This is it.
It's exciting.
Yeah, for sure. Good. So yeah, today we've got Magnus, the voice.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And we've got the goat, Figgy, the mountain goat.
What's up, guys?
Good to see that you fixed your mic, man. Good to hear, I should say.
Yeah, after a bit of trial and error, we finally fixed the mic.
Yeah, you're sounding good.
Yeah, so it's been about 12 days since we've launched Redacted. How do you guys think it's been going?
It's actually been wild to think that it's been only 12 days. And like with everything else in crypto, it feels like it's been months, but I think we're traveling along nicely. The general sentiment of the community is like really positive as well. Couldn't be happier with how things are going.
Yeah, it was a pretty successful launch. It was done in a kind of Dutch auction kind of way. What was the thought process behind deciding to launch that way?
I would say like the approach for the Dutch auction was like the ability to have three intakes, desired assets to help bootstrap the treasury in Ohm and CRV and as well as CVX. Something unique to really determine fair value, price discovery of the butterfly token. And I guess like we just want it to be as fair as possible for the community, right?
Yeah, something novel as well. Like hadn't really seen like a triple Dutch auction happen in parallel together. So that was pretty exciting. Not so much at the beginning, but as the auction came to a close, that was pretty cool, especially when that $6.9 million ape in by the OMI. So yeah, very, very cool.
That was huge.
Yeah, that really got things moving for sure.
What was it like behind the scenes? Like, what was the discussions within the core team about how it was going?
Well, it started off fairly calm. Like there wasn't too much like of a rush, like in the early stages of the auctions. It was more monitoring what was going on. The price levels were increasing pretty adequately. Then planning your moves around the prices. That's when people started to really like get into that FOMO. As soon as that like 6 million happened, that's where everyone's like, okay, like it's time, guys. It's time. Like it was like a party, like our gather town.
Yeah, I actually wasn't too sure how it was going to go myself because like I was holding off. I was talking to Magnus about it a bit at the time. I was like, oh, I'm gonna wait. I'm going to hold off just because you never know. Maybe it could have gone at 5,000 because as I guess to explain, right, it was over a 48-hour time span. It started at $5,000 and the price slowly trickled down throughout that time. And then by the time each pool sold out, that would be the price everyone would get the token for. But yeah, it was hard to gauge, wasn't it? But I guess once it really started moving, it fell fast, didn't it?
Yeah, big time. Because a lot of people were just like DMing me as well and be like, how to best play this? And that was a lot like how the community was, really. Yeah. Like a lot of people didn't really understand the mechanisms involved. And like we put up heaps of different links, especially that one by Algorand. And it was literally like, guys, just watch the video. It's like 3 minutes and 24 seconds with all the questions you're asking in text. Like if you watch it, it'll literally answer everything for you.
When did you guys decide to take that approach? Because it wasn't that clear initially when Goose and I, we were on the Discord in the pretty early days. We really didn't know how you guys were going to launch. Did you guys have that always kind of in mind in the background? Or when did you kind of decide this might be the move?
Well, I guess that would come from like our big father, whatever you want to call like New Order, like, yeah. But like that we follow the same kind of like outline as how they did. They did a Dutch auction for their token. So I guess like, I think that was what we're used to, as well as like, it was the most fair thing for us to do since we had like, we wanted everybody to get around the same price. We wanted everybody to ape in with their asset of their choosing. And I think it was just like, it was in the woodworks in the background.
Yeah, I think it was definitely the right move. It went so well, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it was quite well received by the community as well.
Yeah.
Everyone getting the same price, no one losing any money. The community is obviously quite a strong one. There's about 16,000 people that have joined the Discord. About half of those people who joined the Discord were asking about whitelists and, you know, how to get special treatment. Was there lots of internal debate about not having a whitelist, or what was your approach about avoiding it?
Yeah, so that one, we just wanted to avoid all the whitelist hunters. So anyone that's been playing around with Ohm Forks and such, you would have seen that people just join the server straight up, they boost it, and they just hope that that's enough for them to get on the whitelist. Most of those people are very like mercenary type of mentality, very extractive, and usually just looking for a quick flip. Let me in. Let me in. So we kind of just wanted to avoid all that and just to try to build a community of long-term alignment individuals that were looking to contribute. And guys like yourself, really, you're spinning up this community-driven podcast, and here we are. So guys like yourself, long story short.
Cheers. Yeah, we stuck it out. We did. I'll admit that we both boosted the server in the early days.
Yeah, transparency, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can see it on our Discord thing. Yeah,
it was the whole.
Exactly.
It was. Yeah.
I think Figgy boosted it too.
Figgy. Oh yeah. You boosted the server.
Yeah, I was King Booster from the mountaintop, you know?
Nice.
You had to set the precedence. It's like, yo, the core team is boosting as well. Maybe we should too.
It might have been. I might have actually observed that.
There are a lot of people in the community who had a bit of PTSD from a former protocol who only rewarded the boosters.
You're right. I definitely saw a reaction to that the day after, for sure. Not to name names.
At my signal, unleash hell.
It happens. These things happen.
That's it. I mean, I'm kind of curious to know what you think the pros are of a whitelist. Obviously, there's some negative drawbacks, which you guys avoided, but why would you want a whitelist? What does that help drive?
Whitelisting, in a way, at least guarantees an amount of people that you can forecast, in the sense that you know who's going to contribute and buy into the project, basically. But like at the same time, once people know that they're in, they don't really give much value back to the community. And that's not what we want, because we try to emulate a lot of what Olympus does. And they're kind of like the go-to standard, if anything. So it has its pluses and minuses, but we thought that this was definitely the best route to take.
Yeah. And to touch a little bit on that as well, we do want core contributors to Redacted. And I think not having whitelists really meant like you had to work for that Redacted, you know? It gave like a real incentivization without giving them the incentivization, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly, yeah.
For sure. And there's been so much creativity amongst the Discord, the amount of people creating videos,
yeah,
sound, artwork, all that kind of stuff is incredible.
It really flourished. It was great.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff we actually use within our marketing and within the community for banners and videos were all from core contributors who were just posting their videos and like, "Ah, core team, what do you guys think of this?" And then it just sprung from there, right? They all bloomed out, and like you could see the kind of branding, the kind of style that came from it. And again, a big part of that was because of the DAO and because of the community.
Yeah, it was very, very organic and super well received. I think the branding in itself, we're super lucky that it's very easy to work with. You know, heaps of butterfly stuff. You can do take the whole secrecy CIA type route. So it's pretty cool. Really resonate.
Yeah, it really resonated. And it kind of grew from there. People took their own spins and it flourished.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah. Given how quickly things do move in crypto, like you mentioned, was there a rush while you kind of had the spotlight from OIP46? Was there a rush to get everything together and launch in a quickly manner, or did you guys take your time?
Well, I think we're on a bit of a time crunch since like the month of December, the holidays start, the Christmas break. So we felt like if we waited too long for after the holidays, then the focus would really shift away from Redacted. And we didn't really want to lose any of that energy or momentum to begin with. So I think we were on like a bit of that time crunch. We're like, let's get things going. Let's get things ready. Let's launch. And then as soon as after that, like that period of Christmas comes in, people can chill out a little bit. We start releasing the bonding like we did yesterday and just keep momentum flowing from there, right?
Yeah, for the most part, everything went fairly well. We were on track to deploy everything on time, etc. The literal only thing that kind of put a little bit of a spanner in the works and something that we didn't forecast was Ohm's migration. So that made things super interesting. You know, no issues, you know, everything went well anyway, but everyone was just having a mad scramble just to make sure everything was fine and no issues, basically, from a smart contract type of perspective.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. And there was a lot of questions as well, wasn't there? Like, which Ohm do I buy with?
Oh, big time. Big time. So much confusion. You know, you got Ohm V1, Ohm V2, S Ohm, G Ohm. What about wrap staked Ohm? What about if it's on Rari? What about if it's on like Abracadabra? You know, I mean, you guys would have seen all that anyway.
I think we even had to turn on like the 5-minute slow-mo on Discord because of how crazy it got. Everyone asking questions. Everyone's like, oh, which Ohm? Oh, what is this? What is that? Like, what's a Dutch auction?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Almost went to 10 minutes. I'll be perfectly honest with you guys.
I was on fire. I was really vibing out.
Yeah, I couldn't get his shit posted.
Yeah, but the cheat code was that you could just go into like off topic and there was no slow mode there. So no one took note of that. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but that's all good.
For next time, I'll see you there. Yeah. I really enjoy the vibes that are in off topic.
Alpha, yeah. Alpha, too much alpha.
Yeah, that's alpha leak, guys.
I guess on the flip side of that decision about its timing was that it did mean that Redacted did onboard Ohm at a very kind of cheap and undervalued price. Same with Convex was also quite undervalued as well. And since the launch, both Ohm, CVX have both gone up quite significantly in price.
Yeah, exactly right. It was just good timing, to be perfectly honest. The greater market sort of had a bit of a downtrend anyway. Ohm sort of like plateaued out along with Convex as well as Curve. It's as if the stars were aligned for us. So hopefully we grow from here on out. And yeah, up only.
For sure.
Up only, I should say.
Up only.
And I guess, Fig, did you want to touch on what Redacted has done with the Convex and the Curve and the Ohm that has been brought into the treasury?
Well, we started that bonding pool recently with Convex. That's one aspect of it, as well as the staking going on, doing that as well. So obviously you have the X Butterfly. When it comes to the Ohm, we do have our bonding with what's it called, with Butterfly and Ohm and that LP. And then we do have the CVX bond included. So there's more in like the runway and there's more in the pipeline that's going to come out. It's just can't give too much alpha on episode one.
There's time for that.
Down the track.
Yeah. You're quite an international spread of a team. You've got people from North America and Southern Hemisphere, Oceania. Yeah, Southern Hemisphere is not doxing.
Well, yeah, we could be in South Africa.
You don't know, man. Could be in Chile.
Yeah.
He's got a very strong Chilean accent.
Yeah, that's it. Magnus got that Chilean accent. Yeah, how did you guys all meet the core team? How did you guys all connect?
Well, for myself and Mario, band Mario, who's not here. We met through Kraushaus, actually. For those that don't know, it's just basically like the elevator pitch for Kraushaus is basically a DAO that's looking to obtain a majority stake, ownership stake in an NBA team. That's how we connected. And then we basically helped develop a onboarding system that a lot of people liked. Sammy happened to be part of Kraushaus as well. And that's how we basically found that connection. He wanted to implement the systems that were developed on Kraushaus into Redacted. And then that's how we connected with Figgy through Sammy, through Kraushaus.
Yeah, through Kraushaus. So it was a bit of a multi-stab meeting, if you'd like to call it that.
Yeah, man. But all done through just like meeting each other through various DAOs.
Wait, so were you on Crosshouse as well, Figgy? Or you knew Sammy another way?
I was in Crosshouse as well, not as big as Magnus and as big as Sammy was. I was within the server chatting a bit, but I've previously met Sammy as well through other projects in the past.
And then, yeah, we met you guys through Redacted.
That's it, yeah. I mean, if I'm honest about myself, like I started out in Ohm and I think Redacted was kind of, it was like the first real Discord I kind of got really amongst, if I'm honest. Yeah, it's great. I've met so many awesome people already.
It's a pretty cool community.
Very much so. Like for me, Olympus, I've been in it since, I don't know, late April, early May. But when I joined the server, it was just super overwhelming. So it was nice to sort of get amongst the server from the ground up and then be able to like experience it, that sort of growth. I'd seen how Olympus was, but it was kind of hard to sort of get in there because, you know, most of the like relationships and the circles had already been established. We're working with them anyway and have been getting to know a lot of other really cool omis.
Yeah, I felt kind of the same with Olympus, actually. I came pretty late to the party, so everything was so massive by then. Redacted felt a little bit more like a small village where I could get to know the people, you know what I mean? Instead of a big metropolis.
Wait till there's 90,000 people who own Redacted and it'll feel like Ohm.
It's true, yeah. We're heading that way, aren't we, for sure. It's great.
When's your time frame estimation of that?
go on, Goose.
By next May. I think by May.
May?
Would that be cool?
That'd be wild, yeah.
I think so.
What's yours?
No, you don't want to know. I have no idea. I'm terrible at these things.
Fair enough.
I just try to get to the mountaintop with Figgy.
It's a little isolated up here. So like, I don't know, I got to include more people.
I was going to go back to the launch super quick. Because I was kind of curious to say, like, when it was all happening, the Dutch auction and everything, like, was there anything that was particularly challenging that was pulling your hair out at the time that people may have not been aware of that was going on?
Again, I think it would always come back to that crazy 6 million and just going from there as to like buy each auction increase simultaneously. But that really kind of like halted that simultaneous kind of increase and really just like put everybody into that, let's get things going, right? And that FOMO.
I guess it was, yeah, because like you were saying, you kind of ran a bit of an experiment there because you weren't sure. I guess no one was really sure how they would level out. Like for the most part, they leveled out quite well by the end, but I guess it could have been hard to know, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was like a fair bit of game theory, like in terms of like how to balance it all out. But yeah, it was pretty wild how it all eventuated in a good result. So yeah, happy days.
And I think also worth noting, the community was really good with that. Like people were kind of encouraged people, like, oh, it's a good time to buy curves, good time to buy convex, like, and they're kind of, everyone was kind of helping
each
other.
We're guessing,
but it was kind of, everyone was helping, like, in a way.
Yeah,
like,
no, I feel everybody was helping each other out because at certain times, more were more attractable than others. And then as well as like, as soon as that Ohm one got bought up really quick, there was really that kind of like, okay, everybody just buy up Ohm now and just finish it because then that auction is going to end at a much lower price.
Yeah, and then at a more favorable price.
A more favorable price, yeah.
Because I mean, realistically, everyone sort of had some sort of incentive. I think the CVX was last, or was it?
Yeah.
Or was it Curve?
No, I think CVX was last. Yeah.
CVX was last.
Because I mean, like, you know, if that auction ended up settling at a lot more favorable price, everyone has this sort of incentive to align with a certain auction at the time. But overall, it all settled really, really closely. So can't complain about that.
I had the day off, so I was very much in the Discord when it was all happening.
Watching the cricket.
And most of the people were very helpful with explaining how the auction works. There were a couple of individuals who decided to come into the Discord and pretend like they knew how it worked and were a bit disruptive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not sure if they were like deliberately trolling or whether they just didn't understand, but they were trying to advise people and it... It got a bit messy, but I think that particular gentleman did leave after a while.
And Rick Sanchez?
Yeah, Rick Sanchez. I know who you're talking about.
He was intense.
He was from the multiverse, just coming in.
For what it's worth, that guy never bought.
Didn't he?
Nah, I track his wallet.
Track his wallet.
Oh man.
Get
time
shrifty.
To get soused, I figure.
Yeah, super soused.
Yeah.
Hopefully Morty wasn't with him.
No, I didn't see Morty. Maybe Morty bought. Let's check his wallet.
Holy crap, Morty run! Morty run! I know I've never seen that thing before in my life, Morty. I don't know what the hell it is.
from a community's perspective, how did you guys feel the launch went, and what did you guys think about that launch or how we launched?
I think it went pretty well. The fact that most people got the same price or around about the same price means there was no one that was very upset. I think in other Dutch auctions, when people want to buy early or aren't at their phone or their laptop when the price is good and they miss out, is disappointing. But in this auction, if you were a small fish like myself, you could buy at any stage and just be happy for it to let it ride. You don't have to be there at the very end with the finger on the trigger.
Yeah, remove that anxiety of trying to get in as quick as you can when something launches. Yeah, I thought it was really well done. Yeah.
Yeah, especially with time zones as well. You know, for a lot of people, it would have ended in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So they could have just bought before they went to bed and be happy that when they woke up, they were part of the game. Congratulations.
Yeah, nice work, guys. Cheers.
Clap to the entire core team. Oh, yeah. And everyone else that contributed.
Big team effort, DAO effort.
Yeah, absolutely. That was like those 48 hours, pretty crazy. I didn't get much sleep, but we got through it. Hey, Figgy.
I don't think I got any sleep, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole 48 hour stint?
I think I only took like a 2 hour nap just to get back like some sort of energy. And then again, staying up for that rest of the 22 hours, it was happening. Because again, like that Discord was just hectic. 5-10 minute slow-mo.
Same thing with the devs. They were taking like 20 minute naps at a time just to try and deploy stuff. Yeah. Fun times, right?
We love the life though.
Once you realize you don't have to sleep anymore, your mind goes wide open.
You do and have to sleep.
Last thing that I wanted to ask about one of the launching community events was the collaboration with Concave. How did that come about?
To be perfectly honest, it happened so quickly. Like we spun it up like in literally less than 48 hours. We had a conversation with some of the guys from Concave. I think Sammy was the one that connected it. They were just like, yeah, let's do something for Christmas and the holiday season. So yeah, we spun up a Gather Town and then put together several maps. And then we had like, I don't know, at the peak for the map one, it was like 400 people or something, I think. So I think collectively we had just under 1,000, I believe. It was really fun. We had a DJ set going and like a bit of a treasure hunt for free merch.
A lot of memes flying around.
Yeah, a ton of memes. It was amazing.
Yeah, Mario was on the firing line for that for sure.
Yeah, well, he's not here to defend himself, so too bad. Sorry, Mario.
Yeah, sorry, Mario. He's banned. He's banned from the pod.
We should thank Magnus, though, because Mario was very close to getting the DJ booth and playing his own music.
Oh, really?
Which would have caused everyone to rage quit.
So thank you, Magnus. And to DJ Butterfly Spoon, of course. Yeah.
With his all golden outfit.
We didn't, yes. We didn't need to hear Mario's beats.
No? What would Mario be playing?
I don't think you need to hear Mario's beats.
Yeah, play some whack beats, man.
No, he's big into Nickelback.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I've heard this. Is that real? Mm-hmm. Oh, we have to get him on the podcast to confirm.
Are you a closet Nickelback fan?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not, sorry.
Oh, the hesitation. Oh, God.
I don't want to offend anyone. Not big on Nickelback. Hey, but you know, like what you like. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to impose. If you were like Nickelback, listen to Nickelback. I like your pants
around your feet. Do you want the internship?
The internship?
Mario's internship.
You have that.
No, I'm leaving.
You're like, because of Nickelback? You can't stand the Nickelback anymore. Oh, I see. Just can't take another Nickelback. Figgy
wants an intern.
I thought you had D-Bag, wasn't he? Your intern?
My position is empty now because D-Bag, I think, threw the bag in.
Oh, wow. Oh,
no more coffee runs for D-Bag.
No.
Oh, man.
No more coffee
D-Bag
runs.
Wants an intern too, I think.
Skewsies is another Aussie who's pretty keen on the Discord. He'd love to be part of an internship.
Yeah. Should we ask everyone to DM Figgy for an internship? No, I'm just kidding.
Do you want to be my intern?
We'll line someone up.
It's pretty hard to climb up to the mountaintop every day.
He'll need to bring my goat with him, though.
The goat?
Ride the mountain goat up.
Yeah, and the flat white. So you are looking for an intern. Who are you offering the internship to?
No, whoever applies.
Whoever applies, yeah, first in.
Whoever applies, yeah. The interview box is my private messages.
If you got a heartbeat, you're in.
Yeah, you give me the banned Mario pill, like you're officially signed.
Let's go.
Oh, damn.
Redacted. All right, so there you go. That was episode one, chatting to Figgy and Magnus. It was it's good having those guys on.
Yeah, they're great guys, aren't they?
And yeah, they are. And we'll definitely hear more from them. I think pretty much every week they're keen to jump on and have a chat, which is great.
Maybe if we're lucky enough, we'll be graced by Mario's presence.
Yeah, once we unban him, for sure. That'll be great. Great to hear from him.
And what do we have in store for next week?
Next week, we were thinking of doing kind of a Redacted 101, the basics of Redacted. How to do all those things, like how do you buy it? Where do you buy it?
What staking means? What bonding means?
What's an APY? What's X-Butterfly? What's Butterfly Classic?
Yeah, we want to welcome the new people who haven't been exposed to Ohm or Olympus before.
Yeah, so we'll touch on Olympus as well, of course, being a sub-DAO of Olympus and how that all works, basically. We'll open up a Discord channel because it'd be great to hear from you guys, get your thoughts and get your ideas. And yeah, let us know what you want to hear on these episodes, really.
Yeah, it's going to be a community-driven podcast, so we're absolutely going to embrace your ideas.
Cool, great.
Thanks, guys.
I think that wraps it, yeah. All right, catch you next time. Cheers.
Cue LA music.
Again, cue music.